For some visual artists, it's been difficult to sell their work during the pandemic.
You can go online and buy a shirt or a sweater, and you're familiar with the materials, you know what the cost is supposed to be. You can go and buy something you haven't touched or seen in front of you before. When it comes to artwork, things are a little different.
Leo Charre is a painter from Waynesboro.
Things don't properly display on a screen as you would see it in person. A work of art has a presence like a living creature. It's not the same to talk to your parents on the phone as you would when you talk to them in person. Artwork is very much the same.
Jane Scafty has a studio at Charlottesville's McGuffey Art Center and has felt the impact as well. Many events to support her work have been canceled.
I support my art by being a teacher, being a designer, and lately it's all been teaching, and everything was canceled as of March.
Charre and Scafty are two of nearly 70 artists nominated by several organizations around Central Virginia to feature their work as part of Art Unlocked. It serves two purposes: to celebrate regional art and raise money to benefit the artists and organizations impacted by COVID-19. Sarah Miller is one of Art Unlocked's organizers.
We don't have a large city to really kind of bring everyone together in large galleries and galas. Our hope was to be able to bring seven organizations together and to form a long-term collaboration between these organizations, where it was a showed appreciation for their artists and their organizations and kind of really brought Central Virginia together.
Those pieces are displayed in a gallery at McGuffey and feature a mix of paintings, drawings, and sculptures. It was a chance for Charre to experiment.
I like to have a piece that shows you the figure with some realism, with some reality, that you can see there's a human aspect. But I like to also make it an abstract piece so that you have both things. You have an abstraction, and you have something that's more figurative.
The result was an oil painting called Dos Hermanos. It features two intersecting bodies. At least, that's how many are visible on first glance. Charre can spot four.
For example, like if you look on this side, you actually have a shoulder that comes this way, and there's another one here, there's another one back there. Same thing on this side. There are various places where...
Scafty's piece is a colored pencil drawing called Dead Forest. It features two suspended islands, one on top being washed away by a wave.
So in this one, you have the whole idea of ocean rise, and it creates a couple of things. The ocean has now overtaken what would have been the solid earth.
And the other on the bottom being carried by a giant sea turtle and dotted with what appear to be gravestones.
And those little rectangles are actually representative of the tops of trees. So there's this actual place in Oregon on the coast that, because of erosion, they now can see that there was a forest there, but it's just these little stubs of trees.
Robert Bricker is a sculptor who also works out of a studio at McGuffey. His piece is an urn molded from plaster with figures carved all around in a way that gives it an ancient Greek style appearance.
I call the piece Pantheon Urn. Pantheon meaning all the gods. And it's got a bunch of gods in there in different situations.
Bricker owns a bronze foundry in Waynesboro that he also uses to create other pieces, including two copies of the urn, but he only uses bronze when it feels right.
I'm very discriminating as to what I make of my own art. And when I do make it, I make it because with the intention that it entertains not just our generation, but for the next 100 generations. Now this plaster itself might not make it 100 generations, but my bronzes will.
The pieces featured during Art Unlocked will be on display through the rest of the week and have also been sold online. A hybrid in-person and virtual auction for the artwork was scheduled to conclude the program, but was canceled due to the recent increase in COVID cases. While there's a chance the gallery could be extended, Miller doesn't believe the auction's cancellation will be the end of the program.
You know, maybe one of the things that Art Unlocked as a brand could offer to these artists locally is a platform during this pandemic in which we could help facilitate selling their work.
You can learn more and view work from the artists at artunlocked.org. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.